It's time for Medical Monday, brought to you in the interest of your health by Our Lady of the Lake Regional Medical Center.
Yes, it is time for Medical Monday on Talk 107.3 FM. And today we are talking technology, specifically technology in healthcare. I want to welcome Dr. Stephen Hosey to the show. Dr. Hosey, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Brian. Excited to be with you this morning.
No, glad to have you on here. Glad to be talking about this because we cover every internal health topic possible, but there are so many questions when it comes to the technology that's being utilized to help treat us every day. I'm glad we have the chance to address it. So let's dive right in. A lot of people are familiar with the term electronic medical record, but not as familiar with what that medical record is or how it works. Can you kind of walk us through everything behind it?
Absolutely. So from the physician's perspective and, from either the hospital or, the clinic perspective, the electronic medical record is the tool that we use to really document, the care we're providing. It's where the physicians complete their notes so that, we have a record of, sort of conversations and the details of conditions that patients, come in with. It's how we place orders, if we're going to do testing, for like cholesterol and chemistries and stuff that we may just do for annual exam type of evaluations. It's really our tool from the healthcare side that we use to communicate among the entire healthcare team. It's our source of truth. And it's where all of our data, about our patient is collected so that we can continue to monitor, coordinate and, drive outcomes.
I mean, if you're dialing it back to some of the old medical TV shows and whatnot, it's the chart.
It is the chart. And, the advantage of an electronic medical record, though, Brian, is that, a chart on paper can really only in some ways be at one place and one time. And so, if you're seeing your primary care doctor in the clinic and they've completed a paper chart on you, that's great. But if they come into the emergency department, it may be very challenged to get access to that chart, to understand what's been going on with you, to understand maybe what your primary care doctor or your specialist was thinking as maybe they sent you to the hospital for further care. So an electronic medical record is really available, across a number of venues. And so that information can be shared much more freely.
Yeah, but when you're looking at an iPad, you can't pull back that first page and look even more inquisitive on page two, causing the patient to worry.
Yeah, absolutely. But we're able to share a lot of that data with patients through an electronic medical record, through patient portals, much easier than we ever were before. And I think from a patient's perspective, it's really opened up to some extent a black box on a lot of activity that was going around their health, which they never previously had access to.
Now, over at Our Lady of the Lake and at Franciscan Missionaries, you've got the MyChart. So let's talk about how y'all separate yourselves, what MyChart is and why its functionality, what are its functionalities and capabilities that put y'all, a step ahead of the game?
Well, I think it's really about the patient, Brian. And so I think as we in healthcare, try to figure out how we can improve outcomes, one of the best ways to do that is bringing the patient themselves into a better understanding about what's going on with them. And if they can engage on their healthcare and understand more about what's going on, I think they're able to better, do the things they need to do to make sure they stay healthy and that they're able to recover from, various conditions that, that we deal with. And so, for them to, if you go see your doctor, maybe, in the past you would go maybe every 6 months or, maybe you go once a year and, you spend, maybe, 15, 30 minutes with your physician, which is great. But, MyChart allows patients to log in, whenever at their convenience to either schedule appointments, they can look at lab results, if they're, whether it's their cholesterol or their chemistries or other diagnostics that we've ordered on them, they can see physicians' notes. So, I think sometimes, physicians, we're throwing a lot at patients in, you know, in visits and in conversations, which I think is it's a lot to absorb. And so I think patients, when they're able to go back and look at those notes later on to sort of review again the conversation and some of the medical decision making the physicians were discussing with them, mm-hmm. it gives them a better appreciation and for them to sort of digest that information. And you know, they may want to go look up some of the terms and, you know, understand, you know, what they need to do to make sure that you know, they're doing their part in collaboration with the providers.
Dr. Stephen Hosey is an emergency medicine physician with Our Lady of the Lake. And Dr. Hosey, one of the things about the MyChart, it's not just the what, but the where. I mean, I'm sure most people are familiar with it from the clinical visits, but all this transfers over to hospital visits as well, like a hospital stay as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that's, you know, so we use an EMR, electronic medical record, called Epic. And that system is the same one that we use in all of our clinics. We use it in the hospitals. We use it in the emergency departments. We use it in our infusion clinics. We use it in the OR, in the perioperative space. So, I mean, it's really the source of truth that allows just an really incredible enhancement in the coordination of care as patients are going through all those areas of our organization.
Dr. Hosey, we've talked about, when it comes to MyChart and EMRs and Epic, we've talked a little bit about doctor-to-doctor communication, doctor-to-patient communication, but there's the added aspect of the patient-to-doctor communication. Explain how that's done and why it's important.
So patients, through MyChart, they can message their care team, which includes, you know, the physicians, and includes, you know, the medical assistants and the nurses in the clinics. And so they're able to, you know, for non-urgent questions, they can message, whether it's to clarify something around, you know, maybe their medication or some, or, you know, maybe, you know, around their diet or, you know, when they should come in next time. And so they can, you know, for patients as well as families, you know, sometimes families use this communication through MyChart to, you know, if you have either children or you're maybe assisting, you know, elderly parents through, you know, some complex medical situations, that ability to communicate through not, you know, again, non-urgent communications to the care team is something that I've just gotten incredible feedback from patients and families that they feel has, you know, greatly enabled them and empowered them to participate in the care that they're receiving.
Talk with Dr. Stephen Hosey about some of the technology used in the hospital, some of the technology used in your medical healthcare life, and specifically about MyChart. Now, I have a question from a patient's perspective here, Dr. Hosey, and that's about reviewing results in MyChart. Like, how much can the patient see? Is there a time when they can or cannot have access to it? Like, what can we see, and what can we, you know, take away from that information?
The vast majority of our, so if we talk about notes and results, and so physician notes, provider notes, and really there's a whole inventory of other items of documentation that we release from hospitalizations, but those notes are a big deal, and they're released upon signature. So, you know, we want to make sure that patients are reviewing final results and, or, you know, and notes, you know, not something that's maybe in a process that hasn't been, completely finalized. But notes are released upon signature. Most of our lab results and radiology results are released upon final result, whether that, you know, means when they actually come off the analyzer in the lab and they're actually populated into the EMR, or such as a radiology result when the radiologist has looked at that radiology film, given an interpretation, and signed it. We do have a few things that we hold back. You know, we've realized over time that like pathology results can sometimes be, you know, can are really best reviewed by a physician, and it gives a, we hold those for a period of time so the physicians are able to call the patients to talk to, you know, through, you know, with them through some of those results. Because particularly if we're talking about, you know, diagnosis of, you know, cancer, or, you know, concerning results that if a patient receives on a weekend, you know, they generate a lot more anxiety or concern that, you know, then, you know, is really going to be helpful to them. You know, we want to give the physicians who have provided the care and, you know, and sent those pathology results off, a chance to review and discuss with a patient one-on-one.
Got one or two more questions for Dr. Stephen Hosey as we're talking a little bit about MyChart, a little bit about the technology used in and around the hospital. In fact, let's talk about this, Dr. Hosey, if we could. What sets Our Lady of the Lake and Franciscan missionaries apart from the others when it comes to that level of transparency and communication and technology that's implemented?
Well, we have an incredible IT team that builds out. We work with Epic as our partner, but as they provide electronic tools to us, we do a lot of work to configure those and put them into the system during upgrades. In a way that, we do a lot of testing to make sure that as we, like you take an update on your iPhone, you take an update and generally those go well without any glitches or any kind of hangups. And so our team works really hard to stay on the latest edge of cutting of technology while also providing it in a way that is well tested and, has zero defects. So I think that's, we work really hard, the team works really hard to think about the end users, whether it's our team members within FMOL or whether it's the patients themselves, to make sure that we provide technology that's meaningful, that's easy to use, and that really provides value.
Can we get a sneak peek at whatever's next? I mean, what are other emerging technologies as the Franciscan missionaries of Our Lady Health System working on right now?
Well, I think artificial intelligence is really, it's getting all the headlines right now, and so we're looking at that, and we're pretty excited about it. I think there's just an immense amount of data that is being put into the electronic medical record today. So I do think that artificial intelligence over time will help. Help us, leverage or utilize that data, more effectively over time. We're implementing some tools around genetics and genomics, which is really impacting and providing a lot of opportunities in the oncology field. And so we're really excited about that. And some of it is just using the tools that we have and making sure that we're using them to the maximum effectiveness.
Very cool stuff. Very cool stuff across the board. He is Dr. Stephen Hosey. He's an emergency medicine physician over at Our Lady of the Lake. We greatly appreciate a couple minutes this morning. Thanks for hopping on board.
Thanks, Brian.